What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Daddy Daughter Podcast.
Hey, guys.
Is that too loud? It's a little too loud. All right, I'll back you off a little bit. All right, guys, welcome back. Hannah.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Woo woo.
And I know that the tides have turned and that life is changing now because you have plans and I do not. you're the important one now, and I love it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm going to my best friend Gigi's house for Super Bowl Sunday, and gonna spend that day I'm gonna spend the day with her.
First of all, I just want to point out, you're lucky that I'm sharing you with anybody. This is my day. So, but, you know, you and your friends are so sweet. And so, of course, you know, your friend wants to make an offer for you to come over and hang out for Super Bowl. I'm like, okay, fine. Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about friends in a minute. But first, I have a parent duty to make sure you understand something very clearly.
Okay.
We'll talk about what you're doing in a minute, but you're bringing something to the party.
Yep.
Because I just want to make sure this is clear. As a rule of thumb, you got to bring something.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere. Anything, every time.
Yeah.
Especially when someone's like hosting a party or doing something like that, you got to bring something. And the reason why is, and I want you to, even if someone's like, no, don't worry about it, don't bring anything, I want you to be like, yo, my dad told me I have to bring something every time.
Yeah.
It's what I do still. Like, okay, sure, don't bring anything. Great. Mm-hmm. But then you ask a couple more times, and if they give you something to bring, then great. If not, then you bring something. And that's part of it, right? So bring something every time you're invited to something where there's someone hosting.
Yeah.
Second thing is, make it every time you can.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be impossible to make it every time, but every time you can, make it. So, with that being in mind, you are making something. It's in the oven right now.
Yep.
Tell me about it.
So, it's this stuffed cookie skillet that I made last Sunday, I think it was.
Yeah.
And so, it's a layer of chocolate chip cookie dough,
mm-hmm.
then a layer of Reese's peanut butter cups and the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups has Reese's Pieces in it.
Man.
They're like
stuffing on top of stuffing. What?
It's like the peanut butter filled.
Mm-hmm.
It has like the same coating as an M&M, but instead of chocolate, it's peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are in the Reese's Pieces and also mega stuffed Oreos.
Whoa.
And then also another layer of cookie dough, chocolate chip cookie dough.
On top to seal it all in.
Yep.
So last week you did, and you did an Instagram takeover, and mm-hmm. you made it all on my Insta story,
yep.
which is amazing. People were giving me compliments all day, and I was like, I didn't do nothing. And we called it the stuffed
cookie skillet. Yep.
But if you think about it, technically, if it's a mega stuffed cookie and a stuffed Reese's Pieces, it's a double stuffed cookie skillet.
Whoa. Wow.
That's what you're taking with you to the Stevens house today.
Yep.
How lucky they are. And I probably won't even get a slice, but it's fine. It's fine. I had some of the first one. It was amazing. but so that's the rule. Bring something every time. Okay,
mm-hmm.
kid, hear me say it. Hear me say it.
Yep.
Bring something every time.
Yep.
And every time you can, make it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'm doing the work, right? My mom can tell you, I'm terrible at cards. I'm terrible at mailing things on time. This past Christmas even, went through, you made her paintings.
Yeah.
I got her something. Got it all in the box. Got it to UPS. Well, within enough days to get it there on time. And then they were like, it's going to be there December 30th. All right, so I messed up there. And then to compound that entire thing, I put the wrong address.
Oh, wow.
So then she didn't get it till like January 10th. Okay, so what I'm saying is, I'm not saying I'm always good at it, but I'm saying, well, first of all, I am always good about bringing something, always, always, always.
Yeah.
But I'm not that good about like being intentional and mailing things in advance. Mm-hmm. But this is something that I want to work on and have been trying to work on in my life currently. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I want to set you up to be better than I am in all aspects of your life. So that could be make it and then leave yourself enough time to mail it on time. By the way, folks, December 14th is a cutoff for if you want it to get there by Christmas. That's, I didn't know that. That's a real thing. December 14th. Otherwise, it's going to cost you an arm or leg. And otherwise, it's going to get there December 30th.
Did you say an arm or leg?
Yeah, it's going to cost you an arm or leg. Like, I'm going to walk in with two arms and two legs. Oh. And then I'm going to leave with just one arm because it's going to cost me so much money. It's
wow.
figure of speech. You never heard that figure of speech?
I think I have.
Yeah, it's an old people thing. Anyways, friends, you are such a good friend. And I love being involved in your budding friendships. We talked a little bit about this. You guys know, some of you know, this is the second part of our What's It Like to Be on the Other Side of Me series. And so we talked a bit about, you asked me what it was like to kind of be involved in your friendships. And of course, I love it. Duh, I love everything. But I want you to talk a little bit more about a couple of things, right? So I'm going to interview you specifically along the lines in the friendship arena, right? Because I think that you're great at it. I think you're very intentional about it. And so I think that it's an example to a lot of people that are your age, you know? So one question I have for you is, what are you looking for in a good friend?
Probably someone who's like, who I'm able to like talk to any, like talk about anything with, like no matter if it's like family stuff, if it's other friends, or if it's teachers, if it's school stuff, really anything that I can talk to someone about and like share my secrets without having the thought that they might tell someone else, you know?
Yeah.
Also someone who's like really funny and really goofy like I am.
Yeah.
And just someone who I can really get along with and who have like differences than me, but mm-hmm. in like a really cool and unique way, you know?
Yeah.
Like we don't, no friends are going to be like exactly the same. Like they're all going to have their differences, but I really like having friends who are really unique and have like different personality traits as I do.
Yeah.
And just, I like people who are just fun to be around and have like a fun spirit.
Yeah, that's good. So what I heard you say was, going backwards, fun. Add something to the relationship. So they're no one's similar. I mean, no one's exactly the same, but you know, maybe similar, but also different. So
yeah.
That you can learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that you can trust.
Yeah.
And that's big. And then you talked about that with the secrets and, you know, being able to kind of have a confidant that way. And then what else did you say? Was there another kind of recap?
I think you already said fun, but like someone who's goofy.
Yeah, goofy. That's right. So goofy. But that, to me, I hear that as a little bit of similar. So someone that you can trust, someone that's similar, but then the very next one is someone that's different.
Yeah.
And then someone that can kind of contribute to the relationship. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's good. I think you do all those things pretty well. If you were to kind of look at yourself, So a big part of this, you know, conversation is what's it like to be on the other side of me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of the reasoning behind it, in any time you enter into this space with another person in a relationship, you're just trying to find out like, hey, you know, realistically, no matter what I see, what is it that you see, you know? And then you do this, you kind of practice this with someone you trust, someone that you respect their opinion on, you know,
yeah.
like you kind of have that. You enter into this like, hey, I'm asking for this, you know, shared feedback. And I gave you some of mine last show, but what I see in this space of you is someone that's very caring about their friends and very empathetic. So very easily do you kind of go there with your friends, and you put yourself in their situation as much as you can.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't, but I love that you have this way of holding space for someone and just saying, you know, not trying to fix it all the time, but just trying to listen and just trying to be there. And so I think that that's wisdom beyond your years. I think that's incredible. I think you're an incredible friend. And so I wanted to hear what you think about, you know, some of the characteristics of an incredible friend. Now, what are some of the challenges about in that space, in friendship, right? Because it's not always like that, mm-mm, right? So how do you navigate situations that come up as a 12-year-old, you know? And I hear them come up.
Yeah.
How do you navigate those situations?
Like, if me and one of my friends get into a fight or an argument about something, everybody gets into, like, stupid fights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like, if we get into an argument or a disagreement about something, I really want to, like, also have in mind that they are they're upset with me about something, and I want to figure that out, and I don't, of course, no one likes having someone being mad at them, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm the same way. I don't like when friends are upset with me, because I want to make it up to them and want to, figure out why they're mad.
Yeah.
And so I, like, try and talk to them. I do talk to them and try and figure out why they're upset, and I listen to them and stay mindful of, like, their opinions and their feelings.
Yeah.
You know? That's another thing I like in a friend, is when they're mindful of my opinions and my feelings.
Yeah.
Like, they'll listen to me and they'll, like, forgive me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so. Yeah.
I love it. I love that you, having watched you in that space or in this, that you go first, you model it.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of, you don't really expect, there's people in the world that will expect things in return that they're not willing to give. And you're not like that. You, like, if this is what you want, if this is what you want from someone, then this is what you're willing to give. And I think that that's really important. And it's not conducive. It's not, you know, because I want it, then I give it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you give it, you know. And then I think that also generates confidence that you deserve it as well, which I think is incredible. You know, it's a side effect of being empathetic or caring about somebody.
Yeah.
And I think that's dope. I think you're just a dope kid. But what's the next thing? Not but, you're just a dope kid, period. But it meaning the conversation.
Yeah.
Is there's conflict sometimes. And what do you think about specifically conflict? Not necessarily conflict. It could be conflict with friends. It could be conflict with, you know, parents. It could be how do you feel about conflict in general?
It's kind of hard to say, because, like, I know there is conflict all around the world and, like, going on as we speak and as people are listening. But, I haven't had to deal with a lot of, like, I've definitely dealt with conflict, don't get me wrong, but I just haven't dealt with a lot of conflict that other people have dealt with, whether it's, like, having a really big argument with a parent, a really big argument with a friend to the point where you lose them, or if it's, like, conflict at home, like, with your whole family or something that's happening in your family, you know. I'm lucky enough to, like, I haven't really experienced any of that.
Yeah.
But I know I will.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be bigger conflict that I have now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
conflict with people in relationship is inevitable.
Yeah.
It is inescapable. There is no way to get around it. There will come a time that something comes up where there is conflict. And I want to make sure that I'm, you know, doing my best as a parent to kind of prepare you for conflict, Because conflict is a thing that I really believe that conflict is one of those things in life that is inescapable, but it actually has the opportunity to tear apart a relationship or forge it stronger. And that's my belief. And every single time that I've gone through conflict, you know, it is, there have been two different ways it could go. You know, it could go really bad and that could be the end of my relationship with that person. And that has happened. Or there could be times where it, because we go through the conflict, we navigate it well, we respect each other, we respect each other's opinions, and we're listening to understand how that person feels instead of listening to wait to interject our opinion. Good things can happen from conflict. I have the best relationships I've ever had in my life are the ones that I've been able to navigate. Yeah. We have been able to navigate conflict well.
Yeah.
And so I will say that you will go through conflict. And to be honest with you, you've been involved in conflict that you haven't even really realized. I've been in a situation where you've been like, hey, person A, person B, you're not listening to each other. It doesn't even matter that that thing is happening. What really matters is just having a good day and all that kind of stuff. I've been there when you have had, where you've interjected and you have kind of refereed conflict before. And it was like, wow, that's awesome. You know what I'm saying? Because you do it so, you do it well. I want to make sure I call that out, but I also want to make sure that I'm giving you the tools to navigate conflict well in life because it's inescapable. But yeah, I just think that you and friends, you have anything else about friends that you want people to know? Or, okay, how about this? Imagine you are talking to another 12-year-old guy or girl in the world that is going to go through something with someone, or that is going to enter into a friendship with somebody else. What's some advice you would have?
Probably to like make sure that person really wants to like be friends. Just like make sure that that person is like really someone who you want to be friends with, because you don't really know the person until you start to get to know them, or like, yeah, you just don't know a person. Like if you go up to someone in the park and be like, hi, you want to be friends? You don't really know that person.
Right.
You just like think, because that's what I used to do. Like, when I was at the park, when me and my grandpa would go to the park, I'd like ask a little girl or a little boy or a kid if they wanted to be friends, and and we would, but we wouldn't be like best friends, you know. We didn't even know each other. Like that was like in like kindergarten, preschool, first grade, stuff like that. But I guess some advice would just to get to know the person, and if you really like them or really want to be friends with them, then like do it.
Yeah That's right, just do it. The second thing that actually brings up a conversation we started to have earlier, and you asked me, is it possible to have multiple best friends? You think it's okay to have multiple best friends or something like that?
And
I said that, you know, I wanted to talk about that on the podcast. So we haven't talked too much about it, but something that I've seen, again, with the theme of kind of being on the other side of you, what I've seen with you is it does take some time, right? So with friendships, with relationships, every relationship takes time to grow, right?
Yeah.
And then at some point you can kind of like start to assess like, hey, this is a person that I align with, you know, like we have been in kind of a lighter, like a more relaxed relationship, and then we go through conflict and we get closer or whatever. And some of your best friends, like you've gone through conflict with. Going through conflict with, well, you know, like where there's a relationship intact afterwards. But some of those things. And so what I'd say to answer the question, is it okay to have multiple best friends? I say absolutely. And there it's a debatable thing. If you ask Sean Double Caro at Soul City, he thinks you can have one best friend, and we had this big conversation about it. It was pretty funny, actually. But like, some people are like, no, best friend, best means best. It means one. And I am of the opinion that you can have multiple best friends, because I think with anything also, you can use words too loosely that ultimately take away from the meaning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you say best friend, you're putting that person in a position, you're putting that person in a place of honor that's like up there, that's like, yo, like, you do the things that, like, you respect me, you care for me, you love me, you have my best interests at heart. I will add in there, personally, over the years, the people in my life that can tell me hard things in a way that I can digest, yeah. You know, like, and, you know, some things you gotta like deliver, like, you know, with a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That in the most delightful way. That's the kind of stuff. Like, that's important to me, right? Because, you know, so people that can, but be honest with you, that don't want you to, like, you know, if they see you doing something that's harmful to yourself, that they step in and they say, oops, sounds like the cookie's ready. Yay! It's at least ready to check. Hold on one second. We'll check it. We put it in with some time. So, but that's kind of like, there could be multiple types of best friends, multiple best friends. And so that's my opinion, right? You can have people that you kind of elevate to that level. I think personally, over time, there will just eventually be someone or a couple people that just stand the test of time.
Yeah.
Your relationships go, you know, whether or not you're at the same school, whether or not you're in the same city, even as time goes on.
Yeah.
You know, my best friend, Kyle, we've been best friends since
college.
You know what I'm saying? Since 1996. Wow. I walked up to him like, Hey, you're tall. You know, we should be best friends. And that literally, like,
what was somehow, that voice?
This is me. This is how silly and big goofball I was. I literally walked up to him and was like, yo, you're tall too. I guess we should be best friends. And, you know? And then next thing you know, we've been best friends for since 1996, 24 years. So,
wow.
Crazy.
24 years.
Yeah. But then at the same time,
like half your life.
I have another best friend that's here in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? That is, that I've known, AC, Uncle AC. You know, like, I call him Uncle AC. You call him Uncle AC because he's like family. You know what I'm saying? But like, since I've been in Chicago, you know, since we met, you know, running nightclubs years ago, we both kind of knew we'd be in the ministry eventually. And we've just been friends ever since. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just a special connection. And so I think that as time goes on, you have a definition of best friend. But I think that that could even change today versus what it looks like in 10 years.
Yeah.
Just as you experience it. But, you know, I would always err on the side of more is more when it comes to friendships, relationships, and, like, you know, friends.
Yeah.
You know, more is more, and meaning like more best friends is more, like more people that you can forge a good relationship with. It does not mean having more friends is a real thing, right? I've been in a room where I had four or 500 best friends, or not, sorry, 400 or 500 friends. And that didn't make me feel any better than having those few quality. But if it's a situation where you have one best friend or you have four or five like you do, I would say, like, more best friends is more, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to pause right now and check on this double stuffed cookie excellence, and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Daddy Dad Podcast. We just took out the mega stuffed cookie skillet.
Oh yeah, mega stuffed. That's what we're doing now.
Yep. yeah. So we just took that out.
Double didn't work anymore. All
right. We just took that out, and I believe, Dad, you have one more question for me.
I do in the series. What's it like to be on the other side of me? Before I ask that question though, I want to give a shout out to the fact that today has been a pretty busy day. It's not a typical Sabbath. Typically we aren't like making things and running around and getting stuff done. And, but I also want to make sure that I create room for us to be proud of ourselves for the commitment it takes to get this project done. Yeah. I mean, today is busy, you know, busy girl over there has plans and I got things to take care of and people to be with and all that kind of stuff too. And we made sure that we got this done. You know, I think that that's important. It's important to, I don't want this thing to ever be a burden, but I want it to be like important enough for us to do it and keep doing it.
A commitment.
It's a commitment. And I want to make sure we uphold our commitment. So shout out to us for doing this.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of you for, you know, dialing in and participating. Like you
do,
have.
Dad. Yeah. You do.
Good. All right. So, yes, I have another question. The other question that I had was for you is, as you know, I have stepped into a calling. It has been a challenging season for us as a family.
Yeah.
But stepped into a completely different thing that I've ever done. Stepped away from, you know, service industry and all that kind of stuff to step into and pursue ministry full time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that whenever you start something for the first time or, you know, kind of get into that entry level, you know, situation, it's more difficult, right? Especially because you've got a life that's kind of been built on, you know, the career that I had before, and then you start over. And yeah. You have started over with me,
mm-hmm.
and you're at an age where you can pay attention and see all those things.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you, what's it like being, like, seeing me go through this new season and stepping into ministry and developing and trying to develop myself and trying to become developed as a pastor? So what's that like? Like, what's it like for you? What's your life like? How is that different? But what's it like?
I'm proud of you for, like, doing this and going into ministry and, focusing on ministry. Mm-hmm. More now. And yeah, I'm just proud of you, and I like how I really enjoy I really enjoy seeing people like happy that you are teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And like when we're like walking around church, some people are like, "Hey, are you teaching in students today?" or something like that. Yeah. I really like that. Like people are like, "Oh, good. Like, he's teaching in students today. That's great."
Mm-hmm.
I just really like seeing that and seeing how people enjoy seeing you happy.
Yeah.
Me, probably more than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. But, yeah, I'm just really proud of you, and I really love what you're doing now.
Hmm. Thank you. I'm going to ask you another, like, a kind of a follow-up question to that, because... Okay. With it, there's sacrifice. There's been substantial sacrifice already, you know, and I anticipate as we are in a world to serve others, that there will be continued and sometimes probably even greater sacrifice that we have to make, that I have to make. And because of that, I know that some of those things affect you.
Yeah.
You know, specifically if I am in conversation with someone that I just feel like they need to come over and sit on the couch and do nothing with us. Or, you know, that happened a couple of weeks ago where it's just someone was kind of in need of spending time, you know, like outside of their head, outside of whatever. And we had spent, you know, a good solid hour on the phone talking about stuff and talking through things. But I realized that that's a sacrifice of our time. Like, yeah. How do you feel about that?
Um,
You can be honest. Always.
Can you restate it?
Yeah.
Like, say it in a different way.
So, what I want to understand, and, well, here's the thing. A big part of this project, a big part of this specific topic, is just making sure that I am considerate of you as my daughter, you know what I'm saying, as someone that I spend time with,
yeah,
as someone who may have expectations one direction and then they might change because of me or because of my calling, because of things that I have made a commitment to do. And as we do it, it's important to me that this is a family thing, and you know it, we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
But I just want to, you know, what's it like to have, you know, what's it like to share, you know, our time sometimes with other people? Or what's it like when I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be at church all day. Can y'all help me take out Gracie? Or,
yeah,
you know, I got to go lead the small group or whatever. Mm-hmm. And some of those are sacrifices of our time. Mm-hmm. What's it like to be, you know, the daughter of a person in ministry, you know?
Yeah. It sometimes is tough to, like, have you, or, like, yeah, it's sometimes tough to not see you one day, like, if you're working or if you're busy doing something. It's sometimes hard because it just that, like, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday usually are days.
Yeah.
And when I don't get to see you on one of them, I, like, it's sad, but yeah. Also, like, if you're doing something that you want to do and makes you happy, mm-hmm. then it's also, like, I'm happy to see you yeah. happy.
Yeah.
And so, like, it sometimes sucks that we're not together.
Yeah.
But if you're doing something that you love and you want to do, then it's worth it.
Yeah.
To see you happy all in the end.
Yeah. Well, I just want to make sure that no matter what, no matter where this road takes our family, that you are the highest priority to me in my life. You have been trusted to my care. You've been trusted to me. God's trusted you and your development to me. And yeah. So that is super important. And there's nothing, I don't believe that God, did you hear that?
Yep.
Okay, I need to make sure I turn off the sound. I don't even know how we heard that. But I need to make sure that with what God's trusted me with, like to be your father, I don't believe that God would put me in this situation to do ministry and then it pull me away from being your dad.
Yeah.
Like, I think that with any situation, there's a balance. With any situation, you know, there's going to be time that's sacrificed with any commitment, right? Because we could just be sitting here, you know, cuddling, and with this hour and a half that we have between, you know, your engagement and, you know what I'm saying, between, like, what you have to do today, you know what I'm saying, because you have to be over there in an hour and 10 minutes. Like, we could totally be like, yeah, just sitting, spending time, watching a movie, whatever. But instead, did you hear that again?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how to turn that off. Anyways, we could be doing something different, but we've sacrificed that cuddle time to do ministry. And that's the fact. Like, this is communicating to people, you know what I'm saying, with Jesus at the center of it. And that's what ministry is.
Yeah.
And sharing our story, sharing our lives with people. And because Jesus is at the center of it, it's always going to be, it should always look like ministry, you know? And that's what I think this podcast is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So even this is like, yeah, we could be doing something else or just chilling, but we're making a commitment. So I think sacrifice is important as long as we're kind of looking at the sacrifice in the face and saying, are we still good? Are we still, like, caring for each other, you know, at a very high level, as a priority, right? Because what's the point of like reaching out and doing your best to make sure people know that they're not alone in the world?
Yeah.
If my daughter thinks she's alone, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And that's how it is. That's how it is for me. So checking in around that question, that might be a question we ask more often. Like, hey, what's it like? You know, this season might be tough. This season might be one where I'm flying here, flying there, teaching here. I don't know. I mean, mission trips. I mean, one of my goals is to lead a mission trip multiple times a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of my goal has been to do that. And we've done it. One time last year, two times the year before, three times all like total.
Yeah.
Where I'm gone for a week, you know what I'm saying? And I know that those are tough times. I know mm-hmm. that those are sacrifices of time for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we continue to work on checking on and checking in on each other, I think that we can be okay, right? We can be okay. As long as I'm inviting you to be as honest with me as you can in that space.
Yeah.
And I promise this, I'm never going to be like, well, but the reason why I'm doing it is because I'm trying to save people. You know what I'm saying? Like, this again, if I'm not doing my work, you are part of my work. You are what God has trusted me to parent, to lead, to grow. And I know you just heard that too. Okay? I don't know how to turn that off. Anyways, I can't even believe I've never got text messages while we're doing a podcast before, and now all of a sudden I am.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, that's part of what it's like for me to be in this with you, because you are as important to this ministry as every single person we sacrifice and spend time with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't think that it's a burden. But I do think it's a responsibility to make sure people have time with us sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's important. I just want to make sure that you know that you are priority to me. All right?
Yep.
All right, guys. I think that's going to wrap it up for today's episode Woo-hoo. Of the Daddy Daughter Podcast. Hey, why don't you do a sign out? Hey, guys. That's it. We got it. We're wrapping it up.
That's it.
Okay. Sure. All right. You want to pray us out? Come on, you did such a good job last time. You did such a good job last time.
No.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Maybe next time.
Next time is
Wednesday.
Next time you're doing it. Okay.
I said maybe.
Let's turn it into like
maybe.
We're going to do it on next time. You're going to pray. Okay. All right, cool. Since you agreed that next time you'll pray, I'll pray this time. Oh, my goodness. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come, spend time, get to know each other. Lord, we pray that you continue to bless this space, that no matter what, that my daughter and I continue to grow closer. And that's our first priority through this whole project, that we continue to understand, communicate, love each other well, find out what's on each other's minds, you know what I'm saying? Find out some of the things that we are navigating, find out some of our insecurities, find out some of our truths, and that we continue to dedicate this space to growing closer to each other and closer to you. We love you, Lord. We pray that this blesses someone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. We'll see you. We'll probably never see you, actually. You'll hear us. Yeah, that's it.
You'll hear us next time.
You'll hear us next time on the Daddy Daughter Podcast. Share together.
Bye, guys.